Yesterday, we got a chance to sit down with Rough Riders reliever Thomas Ireland for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation. Let's get you part two of that interview right now. Mental side, obviously, really important, being a reliever, being anybody here on a baseball field, but what was there a moment for you when it kind of clicked that, hey, maybe I shouldn't be this hard on myself, maybe this is how I need to approach it in a different way?
Being up there for a good amount of time in AAA, it's a tough game as it is, so being able to just kind of have some of the older guys, you know, they kind of, if I'm a little bit hard on myself, they kind of just kind of talk me down and be like, hey, like, you know what, like, you're going to have those days. And, you know, a lot of those guys have been in the game for a very long time. So that's when you kind of got to take a step back and, you know, just listen and be like, okay, like, yeah, it is. It is a tough game, and there's going to be tough days, but there's also going to be good days. So,
want to talk about your past a little bit. You're from Canada originally. For those who don't know, what is baseball like in Canada?
It's a pretty short season. and not like down in some of the southern states here where you can play probably 10 months out of the year. But, for me, is you know, growing up on the prairies, it's a lot of it is a very hockey-first mindset. So baseball kind of gets a bit of a backseat, but, you know, like our season starts probably late April, early May, and then we go till about August, September, and that's about it. I mean, we have a little bit different structure than down here, obviously, and our kind of selection process is obviously a little bit more shallow, but due to the population, but I mean, it's the same game, so...
Well, you went from Regina, Saskatchewan, all the way to Florida down for college. How does that transition happen?
I had a good coach at the time who had some connections and realized my possibilities and potential and all that. And I also told him that I wanted to go somewhere that was going to challenge me a lot. And I think Polk was a great fit for me. And having Coach Corbeil and Casey Kalina down there, it was great. I mean, I had a great time. We had lots of great teammates and learned a lot with my time down there.
What were some of the hard challenges you faced?
Obviously being down there during kind of the height of COVID is, you know, really tough. But kind of the same thing as it goes back to getting up to AAA is, you know, just facing a lot better competition and trying to figure out what works and being young and trying to find that routine and that process.
What's something that you think that you could tell your college self now if you were to look back on how to handle those situations?
Just take it one day at a time. It's a long season. It's a long, very grind-filled journey. So just take it one step at a time and love it while I do it.
This season now is over halfway done. We're in the second half. What do you want to accomplish the rest of this year?
I just want to keep doing what I can do and for the ball club and help us win. I mean, personal stats kind of matter, but at the end of the day, I want to win. I want to win at the end of the day, and seeing that Frisco clinch the first half and being down here now, it's great because, you know, not having to maybe challenge ourselves too much or put too much pressure on ourselves in the back half of the season, and then going into the playoffs and get a ring and get that Texas League division. So
that's what it's all about. Thomas Ireland, our guest, thanks for joining us here, and happy to have you with the Rough Runners.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.